And I think I finally know just what it means. And when I die, you can bury me in Lubbock, Texas, in my jeans.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. We're at 71 degrees, and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. An emotional hearing Wednesday during the sentencing of Brian Koberger in the Idaho College murders case. Loved ones of the victims face to face with a man who confessed to killing them. Olivia Gonsalves is the sister of victim Kaylee Gonsalves.
My sister Kaylee and her best friend Maddie were not yours to take. They were not yours to study, to stalk, or to silence.
He'll spend the rest of his life behind bars. Ghislaine Maxwell, the only person to be convicted in Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking ring, subpoenaed to give testimony to House investigators next month. But now it appears President Trump's former personal lawyer and current number two at the Justice Department, Todd Blanche, will get to Maxwell first. ABC News has learned that he'll be meeting with her Thursday in the Florida jail where she's doing time. More than 108 agencies have released a joint statement warning about what they describe as mass starvation in the Gaza Strip. This is ABC News. Headaches at home for President Zelensky ahead of a new round of ceasefire talks with Russia. Protesters in Ukraine demonstrated Wednesday over a bill that critics say will weaken anti-corruption enforcement. ABC's Patrick Reeval reports.
This can potentially, as the European Union has now warned, hold back Ukraine's bid to try and join the bloc. We have seen that after these protests, President Zelensky has said that he will now put forward a new bill that will ensure the norms of independence for anti-corruption bodies, and that could be voted on next week. So perhaps a climb down, but for now, people are still protesting. They are still angry.
A doctor pleaded guilty in a Los Angeles court Wednesday to supplying Friends star Matthew Perry with ketamine despite knowing that he was a struggling addict. Dr. Salvador Plasencia became the fourth of five people charged in connection with Perry's death to plead guilty. Plasencia agreed last month to plead guilty to four counts of distribution of ketamine. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
For today, a high of 85, humid with occasional showers through early afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming northwesterly. Tonight, partly cloudy, areas of fog possible, a low of 65. Friday, partly sunny, warm and muggy, a high of 85. Saturday, 84, with rain and thunderstorms tapering off. Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy, hot and muggy, and a high of 92. Right now in Richland Center, we have an east-northeast wind around 10. Yesterday's high was 93 here at the studios. It was 79 at midnight. Right now, we're at 71 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Today is Thursday, July 24th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we've watched, were so gallantly streaming? And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home
sponsorship set sail on the sea of life close to 2,000 years ago. And it's bound for the shores of heaven. It'll reach safe harbor, I know. There are many other ships on the waters, but none of them could ever weather the storm. That old gospel ship is the boat to ride if you ever want to make it home.
The old ship of Zion has a mighty captain, Jesus Christ the Lord.
He rescued me from sin's dark, troubled waters,
brought me safely on board.
No, I don't know the hour and I don't know the day
when he'll roll me over the tide. When it comes to my final destination, I know which boat to ride.
Hey, Gordon, what do you have to say about that?
When the lights grow dim and the raging wind, as you're sailing through the storms of life, you can trust the skill of the captain, holding steady till the storm passes by. All the years I was sailing with Jesus, I never feared falling over the side. Like Noah once said when he was building the ark, I know which boat to ride.
The old ship of Zion has a mighty captain, Jesus Christ the Lord.
Jesus Christ the Lord.
He rescued me from sin's dark, troubled waters, brought me safely on board.
Good morning. As we start the day in a positive way from WRCO Radio, I know which boat to ride with the Stutzman family featuring Gordon Moat. It is good to have you along. Today we open up officially to begin the broadcast day with Ricochet doing our national anthem. Great to have you along as we get set for the day in Southwest Wisconsin, Thursday, July 24th. It was a warm one yesterday. We were at the Simons Recreation Complex pool last night, and it was a bit steamy in there, but not too bad. And, you know, even I think maybe because we were so braced for it, we'd been reading about how hot it was going to be on Wednesday for so long. Now, I know it was hot and sticky, but that breeze didn't feel as bad as I thought it would. It was still and sticky, but it was better, I think. Maybe it's all in what you're used to. The Brewers is used to winning. They did get back on the winning track. They take the series with a really nice win yesterday against Seattle. We'll have details when we check sports in about 10 minutes.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House light. Brought to you by local favorite Brewhaha.
The bride, so don't seat me on either side. I just came by to see the show. I'm close enough, I'll stand right here. I can see and I can hear. Of course, I heard it all years ago. I hear the organ play a minor melody. Is that the one they call their song? Church bells always make love sound so easy. As long as you live, it's so long. I didn't come to kiss the bride, nor come to call the groom outside. No, I can't stay and say hello. That's not the reason I came by. I came today to
say goodbye to something that happened years ago. I hear the organ play a minor melody. Is that the one they call their song? What God joins together that no man put asunder, but he sure put us under, right or wrong. Give the bride and groom my best, and tell her mom and all the rest that I was here but really had to go. Reception line's too long outside, and I didn't come to kiss the bride. I did all that years ago. Should stay, the groom won't shake hands anyway, and I kissed the bride years ago.
T. Hall on WRCO with a Tear in Your Orange Juice song this morning here on the old Light in the Milk House show. Getting you ready for the day, and it will be a little bit cooler. 85 degrees is what they're predicting for today. So 85, better than yesterday's 93, right? That's a start. Walk with Grace teams can pick up team shirts from 11 until 6 today at the Grace office, located above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center. Chance to pick up the shirts and wear them proudly. The Lone Rock Farmers Market will be going on today from 3:30 until 6:30 at the Lone Rock Farmers Market at Center Park along Highway 130 and East Liberty. Looking ahead to Friday, the Richland area senior citizens will have a brat stand. That will be happening from 10:30 until 2 tomorrow at the corner of Bindle Tire and Auto, or until sold out.
Uh-oh, I'm falling in love again. Uh-oh, uh-oh. Many's the time I've been too timed, many's the time I've been stung. Many a honey took all of my money, but that was when I was much younger. Made up my mind to be careful, made up my mind to beware. I was all right until Saturday night, I met a gal with the goldenest hair. Uh-oh, well, I'm falling in love again. Uh-oh, uh-oh. I thought I wouldn't get caught again. Never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years.
Never in a million years.
She had the bluest of blue eyes, she had the cherriest lips. Shouldn't have kissed her, I tried to resist her, but one kiss and I was a goner. I couldn't run if I wanted, I couldn't run if I tried. Saw what I liked and I liked what I saw, and my heart went along for the ride. Oh, oh, well, I'm falling in love again. Oh, 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 oh. I thought I wouldn't get caught again. Never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years.
Never in a million years.
That was the end of my roving. Now that it's over, I'm glad. Through gallivanting, I got in the slant, and I'm uh-oh, I'm a ring-a-ding daddy, rocking a cradle at nighttime, living and loving each day. Got me a wife, she's the light of my life, and when I kiss her good morning, I say, uh-oh, well, I'm falling in love again. Uh-oh, uh-oh. I thought I wouldn't get caught again. Never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years. Never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years.
Never in a million years.
Oh, 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 oh.
Jimmy Rogers on WRCO Radio. Uh-oh, I'm falling in love again. We're at 70 degrees in Richland Center, and a look at sports is coming up, plus the cool aerobic polka.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Finish your home's interior with millwork from All American Do It Center. Western Building Products offers high-quality wood trim and interior doors for your home in maple, oak, poplar, or pine. Plus molding, stairs, baseboards, crown, and columns are all available from Western Building Products. Unfinished or pre-finished woodwork is available. Ask the building materials team for Western Building Products millwork at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's premier destination for outdoor adventure. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce looks forward to your visit. Enjoy a fun movie experience, the Blaine Theater, with delicious snacks and budget-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater for details. Rooney & Associates is your trusted American family insurance provider in Boscobel. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Rooney & Associates and American Family Insurance. And looking for eye-catching signs, custom shirts, or banners? Simply Country Signs and Designs has it all, including professional vehicle lettering. Call 485-3776 and let's get started. Today's update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Well, we begin with the Brewers and a story from yesterday as Milwaukee got right back on track after losing the night before. They banged out 17 hits overall in a 10-2 rout of the Seattle Mariners, who sat home run leader Cal Raleigh on the bench. Quinn Priester allowed 2 runs on 6 hits with 6 strikeouts in 7 innings in the final game of the series for Milwaukee. Seattle right-hander Luis Castillo went 5 innings, allowing 6 runs on 10 hits with 7 strikeouts. Bryce Turang drove in 3 runs with 3 hits for the Brewers in the game yesterday. The Brewers had 3 straight hits in the second inning to take a 2-0 lead. Blake Perkins doubled, scoring Tyler Black and Isaac Collins as well, and Milwaukee was on the way to the win. In other action from yesterday, the Cubs lost. Kansas City 8 and Chicago 4. The Mets 6-3 over the Angels. Pittsburgh 6, Detroit 1. Houston 4-3 over Arizona. The Dodgers beat the Twins 4-3. Boston 9-8 over Philadelphia. In the National League, Cincinnati 5-0 over Washington. Miami 3, San Diego 2. San Francisco 9, Atlanta 3. Colorado 6-0 over St. Louis. In the American League, Cleveland 3-2 over Baltimore. Toronto 8, the Yankees 4. Texas 2-1 over the Athletics, and the White Sox beat Tampa Bay 11-9. One game in the WNBA, Atlanta over Phoenix, 90-79. And that is an update on sports today.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
The Aerobic Polka on the Milk House Show is powered by Supps Gym. Get ready.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right, so we begin the warm-up for the day. Stretch out a little bit. Okay, pull up my compression socks. And here we go. A one and a two and a... ago, the Squeeze Box Band. That was the Round and Round Polka. Hopefully you enjoyed that. I know our good friend Adam Hess, who's doing his chores before going to school, he enjoyed that today as well. That one got me going, too. Got the blood flowing, as it's supposed to. Sponsored by Supps Gym, the aerobic polka today. Good luck as you hit the road. Here's Del Reeves.
Well, when I was just a little bitty kid, I remember one time Mama said that he sends you all of his love from Frisco Bay. I didn't understand till I was grown when my daddy didn't spend some time at home. Still run around the country that away. Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, and I see everything in a little bit different light. Sweet little thing I'm wanting to see in Atlanta. I'm down around Dallas and rolling on south tonight. Long strips of rubber that you see were burnt off this rick by the likes of me. They'll rot along the highways in this land. I'm gonna sign my name in that diesel smoke and let the ones that come along behind me choke. Beat this pace I'm ascending any time they can. Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me on the right. I got a sweet little thing I'm a-wanting to see in Memphis tonight. I'm down around Dallas and rolling on south tonight. Well, I've pushed this rig through sleet and rain, and I've driven through the rough terrain of the Rockies to the docks of old L.A. And on down that old Pacific shore, swing north and run for Baltimore, somewhere about 2,000 miles away. Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me on the right. I got a sweet little thing I'm wanting to see in Nashville. I'm down around Dallas and rolling on south tonight. Yeah, I'm down around Dallas and rolling on south tonight.
Love me high, love me low, love me till I don't know which way to go. That's what you do to me. Whoa, that's what you do to me. Love me wrong, love me right, got me longing for you all through the night. That's what you do to me. Whoa, that's what you do to me. Your love is like a river, I'm somewhere in the middle, caught between your heart and your hand. This time I think it's real.
Charlie McLean on the Milk House Show. Humid today, occasional showers through early afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm, and a high of 85. Tonight, partly cloudy, areas of fog possible, and a low of 65, and 85 tomorrow. Right now, after a midnight reading of 79 with east winds at 5, it's 70 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Some members of the pork industry want Congress to override California's animal confinement law. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Thanks to three modes of action against corn rootworm, Pioneer brand Boar Seed Enlist corn averages 7.1 bushels per acre advantage versus its top competitors across over 24,000 comparisons. Your best year starts with Pioneer. During a House Ag Committee hearing Wednesday, Ohio pork producer Pat Hord said Proposition 12 opens the door to a patchwork of legislation.
It creates uncertainty around what design we need to use for our new barns and even how I decide what to do when an existing barn needs remodeling. Whatever I do today could be need to be changed when a new state decides they want a different housing standard.
Matt Skeitman is a pork producer in Iowa and said producers should be able to determine the best way to raise pigs.
Lacking control to tailor our farm to best serve the animals' needs is one of the biggest problems with Prop 12. When the rates at which barns may be stocked are determined arbitrarily, it creates economic hardship for the producer and can be detrimental to the pigs themselves.
Ranking member Angie Craig from Minnesota said she understands the concerns small pork producers have from the impacts of the law, but lawmakers need to balance the will of California voters. Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson said a section of the Food, Farm, and National Security Act would prevent states from imposing production standards on producers outside of its jurisdiction. Many in the agriculture industry are bracing for the policy recommendations in the next report from the Make America Healthy Again Commission. Indiana Farm Bureau President Randy Crone recently took part in meetings with members of that commission.
We've produced a very good, safe, bountiful product, and they need to understand it. What my takeaway was from it, from some of those meetings and discussions, I'm not sure they've been on a farm to understand how it works and what we're doing.
Crone says educating members of the committee about agriculture has to be a priority. A University of Wisconsin Extension researcher encourages farmers to preserve soil and nutrients by minimizing soil disturbance. Chris Bandura is the Extension Conservation Cropping Outreach Specialist. He tells Brownfield, tillage makes soil more vulnerable to erosion losses. But what about the disturbance caused by manure injection? Bandura says,
there's some logistical hiccups, if you will, with low disturbance manure injection, primarily surrounding how high of an application rate can we apply when using a low disturbance manure injection relative to other forms of injection. But it's a great alternative to surface followed by tillage.
U.S. ethanol production declined slightly last week. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged 1,078,000 barrels a day, down 9,000 on the week and 17,000 on the year. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to nafbhunger.com.
Veltima fungicide outyields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer. The time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill. Take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front doors system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle business. Cash hogs were higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It was another sluggish day for direct cash cattle business. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices were floated around $232 live in the south, but weren't established in the north. It's a big week of reports from the USDA. There's livestock slaughter, cold storage, cattle on feed, and that mid-year cattle inventory report. All of those come out Thursday and Friday, and that may force significant trade volume to hold out until very late in the week. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers were $2 to $4 higher. Steer and heifer calves were $3 to $9 higher. The USDA says demand was good on a very light supply. Buyer demand was notably lower for short and unweaned calves. Medium and large one feeder steer, 655 to 658 pounds, brought 350 to 352.50. Feeder steers, 883 pounds, brought $300. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 733 pounds, brought $313. Box beef closed sharply lower with light demand for heavy offerings. Choice was down $4.98 at $367.52. Select was $2.55 lower at $345.39. Estimated cattle slaughter was 114,000 head. That's up 1,000 on the weekend, down more than 9,000 on the year. Cash hogs at the major direct markets closed higher with a big negotiated run. The cash hog market has had a solid week of business. Demand remains the main driver. Global demand for U.S. pork has been relatively strong overall, but China has been the wild card, and that isn't expected to change anytime soon. Domestic demand has found some strength, but there is concern about its ability to hold long term. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $1.02 higher with a weighted average of $114.97. The Iowa Minnesota was 81 cents higher with a weighted average of $114.79. And the Western Corn Belt closed 81 cents higher with a weighted average of $114.76. Pork values closed lower, down 91 cents at $117.24. Picnics, hams, ribs, butts, and loins were all lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 473,000 head, up 7,000 on the week and down nearly 7,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up ahead of the week's direct business and this week's reports from the USDA. And lean hog futures closed mixed on spread trade and ongoing concerns about demand. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
From start to finish, Harchi Lumber has everything you need to get the job done right. Save time and money and find all your building supplies in one convenient place. Serving this area since 1969, Harchi Lumber, located on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, offers a full selection of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and complete home and pool building materials. They even provide custom-built prefab wall panels with delivery and setup available using their own crane truck. Call Harchi Lumber today at 985-7207 and get your project off the ground with experience you can trust.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn both closed lower, focusing on the weather. August beans are down 4.5 at 10.05 and 3/4. September is 3 lower at 10.05. September corn is down 3/4 at 398.5. December is down 0.5 at 417.5. Live and feeder cattle were up sharply ahead of this week's direct business. August live was 205 higher at 227.02. October was up 237 at 223.50. August feeders are 325 higher at 331.52. And hogs were mixed on spread trade, the mixed cash during the session, and questions about sustained demand. August was up 72 at 108.47. October was 40 higher at 90.90. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Tweaking plant genes to boost oil production next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Arabidopsis is a simple plant known mainly for helping scientists understand and explore plant biology. But a recently published paper suggests it could become quite useful for biofuels production. Plant biochemist Jay Thielen of the University of Missouri is one of the co-authors. He says gene modifications in the plant produce not only more oil, but also more protein.
What we ultimately want to do is kind of train it, engineer it to produce even more oil, as well as specialty types of oils that would be compatible, for instance, with sustainable aviation fuel.
Thielen says there's still more work to do, as the modification also caused the plants to break the oils down faster. One desirable trait is the plants mature quickly, he adds.
Have to figure out how to continue to produce more vegetable oils, but do it with the same amount of land. Cover crops are going to be part of the solution, and how we can get multiple rounds of crops in a single year.
Thielen says the project is a good example of how ag research can help solve problems beyond just the ag sector.
It feels like basic science is a bit under attack these days, and I guess I would just like to remind your listeners that basic science is critical to our economic growth and our infrastructure.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
How you manage dairy manure matters to the soil. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A University of Wisconsin extension researcher encourages farmers to preserve soil and nutrients by minimizing soil disturbance. Chris Bandura is the extension conservation cropping outreach specialist. He tells Brownfield, tillage makes soil more vulnerable to erosion losses and the loss of nutrients, including phosphorus. But what about the soil disturbance caused by manure injection? Bandura says
there's some logistical hiccups, if you will, with Lotus Thermans manure injection, primarily surrounding how high of an application rate can we apply when using a Lotus Thermans manure injection relative to other forms of injection. But it's a great alternative to surface followed by tillage.
Bandura says reducing soil disturbance improves water infiltration, water storage capacity, nutrient cycling, and overall soil health. A reminder that entries for the Dairy Cattle Show at the 58th World Dairy Expo are now being accepted exclusively online at worlddairyexpo.com. Cash dairy prices were steady to lower Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was down a penny to 53¾. No sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks remained unchanged for a third straight trading session at 164¼. No sales recorded. Cheese barrels unchanged for a third straight trading session at 166. And again, no sales recorded. Butter prices went down 5¾ cents to 242. Three sales there. Non-fat dry milk down 2¼ cents to 128 with four sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Check out the Market Minute with commodity reporter John Perkins mornings and afternoons online at Brownfield Ag News and on our social media and YouTube channels.
Now is the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. The Kubota BO1 series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance matched attachments. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through September 30th, see them or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer. Stop by Johnson Tractor in Richland Center today to find out more.
Johnson Tractor from Man to Lawn.
We can expect highs in the mid-80s today with occasional showers through early afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm. For tonight, partly cloudy, areas of fog possible, a low of 65. Friday, partly sunny, warm and muggy, a high of 85. Saturday, 84, with rain and thunderstorms tapering off around midday, partly sunny later on. Sunday, 92 with sunshine. We have east to northeast winds at 6 miles per hour. This morning, it is 70 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise. The main man, Tony Schumacher, the main weatherman, coming up here just before 6 to let us know a little bit more in-depth about the day and the coming days as well. We may not be getting older, but we're getting sweeter, I guess.
It seems you think that 45 is just a little too old now. But I'm not ready yet to be put out in the cold now. I've got plenty of good love left, woman, if you just use it. You know, the older the violin, the sweeter the music. And I can play a symphony of love. Like a thousand violins singing from above. You're gonna really miss my loving one day when you. You know, the older the violin, the sweeter the music. These specks of gray that's in my hair just make me look distinguished. They don't mean I'm over the hill, baby, I'm not extinguished. There's plenty of young girls waiting for my love, honey, they won't refuse it. They know the older the violin, the sweeter the music. And I can play a symphony of love. Like a thousand violins singing from above. You're gonna really miss my loving one day when you lose it. You know the older the violin, the sweeter the music. I can play a symphony of love. Like a thousand violins singing from above. You're gonna really miss my loving one day when you lose it. You know the older the violin, the sweeter the music. And I can play a symphony of love.
Her blue eyes and jeans,
There's a heart that's been broken along with her dream. And tonight she's out dancing, drinking and thinking, healing a feeling between her blue eyes and she looks just like an angel in a big old cloud of lonesome, reflecting her memories round a golden wedding ring. And tonight some dance hall doctor might break the chains that lock her to that lonesome old feeling between her blue eyes and jeans. Somewhere between her blue eyes and jeans, there's a heart that's been broken along with her dreams. And tonight some dance hall doctor might break the chains that lock her to that lonesome old feeling between her blue eyes and jeans. Somewhere between and jeans, there's a heart that's been broken along with her dreams. And tonight some dance hall doctor might break the chains that lock her to that lonesome old feeling between her blue eyes and
us old Conway Twitty on WRCO Light in the Milk House Show today. Stay cool. I mean, you're cool, but, you know, stay cool today as best you can. As we head toward 85 later, more about the weather comes up in just a moment.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House Show on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Live from Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where the coffee's hot, the music's country, and the company's local.
WRCO 2025 Radio Auction for Grace will be held July 28th through August 1st. Again, this year we have many items generously donated by area merchants, individuals, and teams, and we'll be giving you the opportunity to bid on those from 10 until noon each day, Monday through Friday, July 28th through August 1st. But you need a bidder number, so call us between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. at 608-647-2111. And we'll get your information and get you that bidder number so you can help out. All of the money will go to Grace from every item that is sold. From this year's Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Grace Radio Auction, coming up Monday through Friday, July 28th through the 1st of August on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're tracking a cold front slowly moving into the area. It's been causing the scattered showers. These will be with us off and on up through the early afternoon, then they should gradually shift away. Doesn't look like anything severe for us today, thank goodness, but some places could see at least a quarter inch of rainfall. Now, tomorrow we get a little bit of a break, just slightly drier air coming in. Should be a great summer day to get outside, a little bit warm. Otherwise, a new weather system will slide in from the southwest late Friday night and Saturday morning. Could bring widespread rain and a few thunderstorms back to our area, and some places could see over a half inch of rain. Once that pushes away, the rest of the weekend should be dry and getting increasingly hot going into Sunday and Monday. Another weather system or two will drop in early next week, could bring some scattered thunderstorms to the region once again. So today looks muggy with occasional showers up through the early afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm. High temperature in the middle 80s. Southwest wind 5 to 10 becoming northwest. Partly cloudy tonight, some fog possible. Low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow should be partly sunny, warm and muggy. High in the middle 80s with east winds close to 5. Friday night, rain becoming likely. Maybe a thunderstorm, low 67. Saturday, the rain and thunderstorms diminishing around midday. Partly sunny later with a high of 84. Heading into Sunday, sunny or partly cloudy, hot and humid. Low 66 with a high of 92. Monday hot and sticky with a chance of spotty thunderstorms. Low 73 with a high of 92. Tuesday mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms at times. Low 71 with a high of 86. And Wednesday mostly sunny, cooler and less humid. Low 64 with a high near 80. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Right now we have 70 degrees. 93 was yesterday's high. We did pick up 85 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the morning hours. Record high for this date, July 24th, 1953. We set a record at 102 degrees. Record low, 48 in 1940. Last year's high, 76, and the low, 63. Sunset will happen at 8:32 tonight. Sunrise time, 5:44, coming up for tomorrow. We have an east wind at 5. Barometer at 30.01 is on the upswing, and no precipitation today. I'm told there is a rainbow out there today as well. Who would have thought it? Right now, with the skies that are partly cloudy, and after a low this morning of 70, it's 71 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. A news update at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteaders Store. Passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The chairman of the House Oversight Committee has issued a subpoena to Ghislaine Maxwell, the convicted associate of Jeffrey Epstein, for a deposition to occur next month at the Florida Federal Correctional Institution, where she is behind bars. Sources familiar with the matter also tell ABC News that Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche will meet with Maxwell today at the prison. And another development.
The Wall Street Journal reporting that Attorney General Pam Bondi and her deputy Todd Blanche informed President Trump in May that his name appears